Well, a divided Amador Board of Supervisors has voted to appoint Undersheriff Gary Redmond to take over the sheriff's office when Sheriff Martin Ryan retires next month. Last month, Sheriff Ryan announced that he would be retiring after 15 years in office, effective April 3rd. The board reviewed two candidates to replace him, Redmond and Amador Sheriff Sergeant Ryan Gillespie. Sheriff Ryan addressed the board yesterday, endorsing Redmond as his successor and touting his lengthy resume. The board then heard from both Redmond and Gillespie, as well as a long line of county residents who addressed the board on behalf of the candidates. After close to 2 hours of testimony, Supervisor Frank Axe, Pat Crew, and Richard Forrester all expressed support for Redmond. Supervisor Brian Onetto supported Gillespie, citing his close ties to the community, while Supervisor Jeff Brown expressed his wish for a public forum to choose the interim sheriff. In the end, Redmond was appointed on that 3-2 vote. Both men have announced they will run for the office when the election is held in June of next year.
Well, in other matters to come before the board yesterday, Amador Health Officer Dr. Kerr gave her bimonthly update on the COVID-19 situation. The vaccination campaign continues, but county infection rates have not dropped enough to lower state restrictions. The board went on to approve awarding a $500,000 COVID-related grant to the Amador Food Bank. The money will be used to spend on new vehicles, including a mobile pantry, as well as food purchases and IT upgrades. And supervisors also expressed a desire to assist the City of Jackson's new homeless outreach program, following a presentation by Jackson Police Chief Chris Mindrup.
And Amador County Public Health reports 17 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,615 since last Tuesday's update. The new cases include 6 males and 11 females, 1 child under the age of 18, 9 aged 18 to 49, 6 aged 50 to 64, and 1 over 65 years of age. 4 Amador residents are currently hospitalized. Today's second dose clinic, originally scheduled at St. Catherine Drexel Parish, has been relocated due to the weather impacting Amador County. The new location is the Health and Human Services Building on Conductor Boulevard over off of Lower Ridge Road. This will be a walk-in clinic today. Now, residents in the upper elevations, Pine Grove and above, are encouraged to reschedule their second dose appointment to another clinic. An upcountry clinic will be offered at the Veterans Hall in Pioneer on March 17th. And to view all scheduled upcoming clinics, visit the Amador website. Also, COVID-19 testing will not be available today due to the weather.
And the California Department of Public Health announced, effective today, Calaveras County has moved from the purple tier to the red tier in the state's four-tier system. The red tier is less restrictive and allows for some business activities to resume, such as indoor dining, at 25%. Now, the changes come as COVID-19 cases decrease. Changes to the tier system can occur any day of the week, may occur more than once a week, when immediate action is needed to slow the spread of COVID-19. Counties are required to put into place any sector changes the day following the tier announcement. Now, Calaveras Public Health urges caution, encourages people to take the necessary steps to prevent being exposed to the virus, and help the county continue to lower its risk level. To receive info and resources related to COVID-19, visit the Calaveras County COVID-19 website.
And speaking of COVID-19, vaccination clinics will be held tomorrow and on Friday in Amador County, and there still are some slots available. Now, for details, visit the county website for more information. That's Thursday and Friday, 9 to noon and 1 to 4, both days.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit served 3 unrelated search warrants for illegal marijuana cultivation. On February 26th, the search warrant served at a residence off Morrow Road in San Andreas. The residence was converted into an indoor marijuana cultivation site. Deputies located and seized 741 growing plants, 52 pounds of processed marijuana. The estimated value of the seized marijuana exceeds $549,250. Additionally, deputies located and seized 5 firearms and evidence of marijuana sales. 2 suspects arrested at the scene, Man Yi Chan, 44 of San Francisco, and Wei Ren Huang, 48 of San Andreas, placed under arrest on various cultivation and sale charges. Then on March 2nd, 2 unrelated search warrants served at 2 locations, the first at a residence off Macaulay Road in Valley Springs. The residence and a detached metal shop both converted into indoor marijuana cultivation sites. At this location, deputies located and seized 2,511 growing marijuana plants, 222 pounds of processed marijuana. The estimated value of the seized marijuana exceeds $1.6 million. One suspect, Yen Yang, 30 of Valley Springs, placed under arrest, booked into the Calaveras County Jail on cultivation and sale charges. And the second search warrant served at a residence off Southworth Road in Burson. At that location, deputies seized 2,298 growing marijuana plants and 1 firearm. The estimated value of the seized marijuana exceeds $1.4 million. The marijuana being cultivated in a large metal shop structure and inside the residence. Jose Feliciana Escarga Barajas, 33 of Burson, and Rene Redondo Ortiz, 22 of Burson, booked into the jail on charges of cultivation, sales, and conspiracy to commit a crime. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call their anonymous marijuana tip line at 754-6870.
And Vail Resorts announced yesterday it will extend the season at Kirkwood Resort by 1 week. Kirkwood is now set to close for the season on Sunday, April 11th. Vail Resorts is the owner and operator of 3 Tahoe area ski resorts, Kirkwood, Heavenly, and North Star. Heavenly and North Star will remain open for an extra week, closing on April 18th. The resort operator says terrain offerings at the properties are subject to change at any time due to conditions. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC newsroom.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCradio.com.